AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Abortion will remain legal in Wyoming after the state Supreme Court struck down laws, including the nation's first explicit ban on abortion pills. The justices sided with the state's only abortion clinic and others in ruling the laws violate the Wyoming Constitution. President Trump spoke to House Republicans as the party enters a critical election year, facing a razor-thin majority in the House.
I think I gave you something. It's just a roadmap, and it's a roadmap to victory. You have so many good nuggets. You have to use them. If you can sell them, we're going to win, because we've won two races in like 50 years. It's for whatever reason. I don't know why, but just don't fight it. It doesn't make sense.
The president did not focus on the U.S. military operation in Venezuela that captured leader Nicolas Maduro. George Conway, once a supporter and now a critic of President Trump, is running for Congress.
Entering a crowded New York primary to succeed retiring Representative Jerry Nadler.
This is a moment where we need people who can fight Trump the way he needs to. It needs to be battled.
The 62-year-old attorney is one of the founders of the Lincoln Project and was once married to former Trump advisor Kellyanne Conway. He had worked in New York for decades, but had been living in Maryland until recently moving back.
This is the place that made me, and this is the place I always go back to, and it'll explode to me.
Other candidates in the race include Nadler protege, state lawmaker Michael Lasher, school shooting survivor and advocate Cameron Lasky, and Jack Schlossberg, the grandson of JFK. Julie Walker, New York.
Israel cleared the final hurdle before starting construction on a controversial settlement project near Jerusalem that will effectively cut the West Bank in two. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Several European leaders are pushing back on President Trump's comments seeking an American takeover of Greenland.
The leaders issued a statement reaffirming that the strategic mineral-rich Arctic island belongs to its people, adding it's for Denmark and Greenland, and them only, to decide on matters concerning Denmark and Greenland. The leaders of France, Germany, Italy, Poland, Spain and the UK joined Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen in defending Greenland's sovereignty in the wake of President Donald Trump's comments about Greenland, which is a self-governing territory of the Kingdom of Denmark and thus part of the NATO military alliance. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney also expressed his support and announced a visit to Greenland early next month by Canada's Governor General Mary Simon, who is of Inuk descent, and Foreign Minister Anita Anand. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A strong earthquake has shaken western Japan, but no major damage or life-threatening injuries were reported. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.